Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is June the 3rd and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Job, chapters 31 to 33. The importance of self-discipline. We read in Job chapter 31 verses 1 and 4 the words of Job. I have made a covenant with my eyes. Why then should I look upon a young woman? Does he, God, not see my ways and count all my steps? After defending his position before his friend, Job speaks about self-discipline that he had always maintained so far. Job did not speak anything by way of boasting, but in answer to the charge of hypocrisy. Job understood that the spiritual nature of God's commandments reaches to the thoughts and intents of his heart, so Job made certain decisions in his life that evolved out of self-discipline. In his final defense, Job recounted his life of strict moral integrity. He had been scrupulously honest in all his business dealings, had never committed the sin of adultery, had treated his servants gently and with respect, had met the needs of the poor and needy, had resisted the attractions of material wealth, had not fallen into idolatry, had not engaged in any form of personal revenge, was careful to entertain strangers, did not conceal his sins from God, and did not abuse his stewardship of fields and properties. Job's only regret was that God seemed not to have noticed his life of integrity and self-discipline. However, we know that God had noticed that Job was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And the end of the story of Job was much better than the beginning. As a child of God, it is very important for us to maintain self-discipline in our lives. It is very easy to get tempted by Satan and the pleasures that the world has to offer us. However, the path of sin is very slippery, and we have to set some guards in our lives early on so that we are not drawn away by our own desires and enticed by sin. Early on in his ministry in 1948, the famous evangelist Billy Graham and his core leadership team took certain decisions for maintaining self-discipline in four areas that are listed here. 1. Financial accountability. Billy's team committed themselves to integrity and openness in all their financial dealings. Number 2. Sexual indiscretions. Due to the possibility as well as the appearance of sexual indiscretions, Billy and his team committed together to guard themselves against sexual sins. Billy committed to be never alone with a woman other than his wife and made other commitments safeguarding this purity. Number 3. Model of evangelists working in concert with the local churches. Billy's team committed to work with the local churches whenever possible in the proclamation of the gospel. Finally, Billy's team noted that many evangelists inflate their numbers to validate their ministry. They committed to doing their best in accurately reporting crowd size and decisions. To do otherwise was rooted in pride and had no place in the proclamation of the gospel. Due to their adherence to these four major areas of self-discipline, Billy Graham has been used by God to draw millions into God's kingdom. Let us also realize the importance of self-discipline and make the following decision with Apostle Paul that we read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 27. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified.